Welcome to Del Taco al Tango. Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Merry Christmas.
Yes, today we have a special show about Christmas in Mexico and all our traditions.
Are you going to introduce our guest?
Yes, John.
Hi, I'm John.
John is here with us. He's from the U.S. and he's our guest of honor.
You may know me from such podcasts as Chinese Pod.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming all the way to Studio Fiesta.
Yes, it is my pleasure. Thank you so much. So anyway, guys, do you have any idea about Christmas in Mexico?
Well, there's like Santa Claus comes on a sleigh.
No. Wait.
Rudolph.
Wait, hold on. It's Santa Claus. Is that right?
No, it's Santa Claus.
It's actually Santa Claus.
Yeah. Sorry. I mean, you don't spell it like that, but you say it close. C-L-O-S, close. But it's still, it's an American invention.
Santa Claus?
Yes, of course.
So you don't have Santa Claus in Mexico?
Well, when I was a kid growing up, I didn't have Santa Claus bringing me gifts. I have Los Tres Reyes Magos.
Oh, the three wise men, the three kings.
Yes, that's right.
All right.
But they don't come in Christmas. They come in January.
Right, Epiphany, right? The 6th of January?
Typical Latino late. Terrible.
Now, what are you talking about? It's not typical Latino.
No, Santa Claus doesn't come at all.
Exactly. It's different. That's like a, you know, gringo invention. It's completely different.
Okay, so you get three times as much?
Yeah, depends.
Three times as much food.
That too. But a lot of people get like Santa Claus and the three kings. They get both, which are amazingly spoiled.
I think that's our friend Leo.
Yeah, he gets Santa Claus. He doesn't get the...
So Santa Claus has invaded northern Mexico, but hasn't made it too far down. Is that right?
That's right. So anyway, we have La Noche Buena. You know what that is?
Noche Buena, that's...
Good night.
No.
Night good.
No.
Twas
La Noche Buena.
Night before Christmas.
Yeah,
that's... And all through the house.
No, that's a Christmas dinner. We have that's what we call La Noche Buena. And then we have Christmas dinner, and then we have, you know, all this food. But at midnight, you have La Misa de Gallo.
Okay, so this is the rooster's mass.
Yeah, I mean, that's the actual translation. But
right. It's midnight mass.
Yeah, you go to midnight mass. Do you have that in the States?
Filipinos do. I don't know about John.
We do have it.
Oh, yeah?
Do you?
I'm Catholic. Yes, we have it.
And you do go?
I've been. I prefer going to an earlier... Christmas Eve mass.
Oh, no, there were too many children.
Okay.
Wait, hold on. I didn't understand La Noche Buena. Like, you just said it's a meal.
No, La Noche Buena, yeah, is the Christmas Eve, and we sit down and we have like turkey and romeritos and tamales, you know, very local.
Okay, so first you have the dinner, the La Noche Buena dinner.
Yes.
And then you have the
La Misa de Gallo.
And then the next day is.
The next day is Christmas Day, so you go
it's
to church
Christmas
again.
Day. No, we don't. We
you
just
don't?
Go once.
No,
yeah.
It's the Filipinos
it's
going
midnight.
Again.
It's the same day, man.
It's the next day.
Your Filipino friends are going again.
Really?
That's a bummer.
Yeah.
That's like my mom going on Thanksgiving. Not a holiday of obligation, but Thanksgiving is a godly thing.
Right. Well, okay.
Okay, anyway, we also have Las Posadas.
Las Posadas.
Yeah, that's the best. In fact, we start celebrating like December 16th.
Mm-hmm.
You know how we'd like to party.
Wait, sorry. What are Las Posadas?
Okay, Las Posadas, it's like a procession we make. Like we dress in the nativity scene. I mean, there's types. It depends on when you are in Mexico. But if there's like a very small village, all the village, they do it.
Mm-hmm.
And you have like the children's playing, like people going to see baby Jesus. And then you have a live burro, you know?
A live donkey.
You have a live donkey and you have like Maria sitting on the donkey because they're coming from Nazareth. So they're very tired. So they have to go like to the house and ask, can I come in? And you know.
So they go from door to door asking for...
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's the Santos Peregrinos song.
Exactly. Now, how does that go?
Entre Santos Peregrinos.
Come on, John.
Don't know it.
You don't know it?
All right, so that's Las Posadas.
Las Posadas.
Yeah,
and it happens starting on the 16th, right? So that's 9 days before Christmas because there's a novena until Misa de Gallo.
Exactly.
What does that mean literally, Las Posadas? What is Posada?
That's a Posada is an inn.
Ah.
It's
so,
an inn.
Like no room in the inn, no room in the inn. I'm so tired and Mary, where Joseph and Mary, but there's no room in the inn.
You have that in English?
Yeah.
Wow. I never heard it before.
That's the name of a chain, isn't it? La Posada Inn.
That's true. It is.
So that's where you guys get it.
No. I mean, a lot of in places.
You are so funny.
It's called La Posada also. Like hotels in Mexico. We also have El Arbolito de Navidad.
Okay. This is the, oh geez, how do you translate that? The
Old Lady Christmas.
Christmas tree.
Yeah. Wait, Arbolito de Navidad.
I thought it was Abuelita.
Sorry. No, no, no. El Arbolito de Navidad.
So the little Christmas tree.
Yes. And under the Christmas tree, we put El Nacimiento.
Okay, so this is the is the nativity scene, right?
Yes. And we put like everything in miniature, but you don't put the baby Jesus. You have to put it until Christmas.
Oh, okay. French people do that too, right?
Yeah.
It's called, they call it the creche.
The creche.
Can I just say that we do that at my home in Florida? We have a nativity scene.
Really?
But we don't put it under the tree because that's where the presents go. Sorry, baby Jesus, you go somewhere else. That's where the presents go.
No, well, in our house, we put the presents around the nativity scene. But my favorite, we have El Día de los Inocentes.
Oh, okay. So this is the very serious feast of the Holy Innocents where we celebrate when King Herod went and killed all of the children in under the age of five, right? So I'm sure it's very sad.
Right. No, it's not.
No?
No. It's on December the 28th, and it's our, like, your April's Fool?
April Fool's Day.
What?
Yes. That's the day
You're
we
like
play
slaughtered
pranks.
Slaughtered babies. Time for pranks.
I'm serious. I don't know why, but we do, and it's hilarious.
Okay, what pranks have you played?
Me?
So, like, your baby's dead?
No.
No, it's not?
No. Well, I told my mom I was pregnant. And it was a joke, obviously.
What did she say?
I told her, Mom, because after you say the prank, if you see the reaction of someone, then you start like, Mom, es feliz día de los inocentes.
Okay, so
which is like happy, you know.
Day of the innocents.
Yes. But she kept on crying. And I'm like, Mom, I'm going to hang
like
up.
Like tears and...
No, seriously. No, not like...
sobbing.
Yeah, like
this
sobbing.
Was over the phone.
Yes, yes, yes. Because I was living in the States. So
your poor mama.
I know.
And she's just like, crying. You're like, ooh, Mom, I got you good.
No, come on. I didn't think of anything. Obviously, she kept on crying, and I told her, Mom, I'm going to hang up, look at your calendar, and I'll call back. So I called back, and I cannot say what she repeated because there's all like bad words in Spanish. But yeah, so that was not a good prank. After that, I never did it again. It was just my one prank. It was funny. Come on.
Are you, folks, you can't see John and I, but we are high-fiving. It's so funny.
Okay, and then we have the rosca. You know what a rosca is?
I have no idea what a rosca is.
Okay, a rosca, which is like a round piece of bread. Mm-hmm. And inside we have like small miniature baby Jesus baked inside.
Oh, okay. That little doll is baked in in the bread. Now, it's not a cake, though. It's
No.
Okay.
It's like a...
Is it round like a donut?
Yeah.
It's a big round cake.
Yes. It's a big round cake, and it's ring-shaped.
It right, and you slice it up like a pie, and you give everybody a piece, and whoever chokes on the baby Jesus...
Yeah.
It's what?
No, he's the loser, in fact. I mean, it's not like, oh, yeah, you got a baby Jesus. No, you have to then throw a party, which is called El Día de la Candelaria, and you have to buy tamales and invite everyone. So you have to throw a party.
Lily, why don't you tell us about pastorelas?
Pastorelas. Okay, pastorelas are plays.
Mm-hmm.
And they're done by kids or by adults, and they just play the nativity scene.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So did you do that when you were a kid?
Yes, I did.
I know exactly what role you played.
Which one?
Shepherd number four.
No.
No?
No.
That wasn't you?
No.
Balthazar the wise man?
No.
No?
Burro.
No. Oh.
Lily, I'm sorry. What role did you play?
Maria.
Because we wonder.
No.
You didn't play Maria?
No. In fact, I played one of the children bringing gifts. Okay? But anyway, if you have any comments or any doubts about Christmas in Mexico, please leave us comments. And guys, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. And I look forward to this entire festival from December through February.
That's it.
And we better have tamales, eh?
We will.
Okay.
Promise.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.